Yeah, the building is a full block deep. It runs all the way from North Avenue to 20th Street. It's 303 feet long and 94 feet wide. This is a big, big building. Each floor in this building is more than half an acre. Built as a car dealership in 1913. And then in 1939, the North Avenue half of it was converted to a movie theater. Big, splendid, modern movie theaters. Must have seated about 1,200 people. Meanwhile, the back half of it became the studio of Baltimore's first radio station, WFBR, and FBR stands for First Baltimore Radio. WFBR used the theater for live radio broadcasts. So if you can imagine old-time radio with a live audience and sound effects guys with coconuts simulating horses' hooves and people going and things like that, that's what was going on in the Center Theater during the weekday when there were no movies being shown, and then at night and on weekends, thronged with people. I know a lot of people who remember, oh, I remember going there. I saw Around the World in 80 Days there. I think a lot of people did. The building's 100 years old this year, and only 20 years of it were a movie theater. And in 1959, Morris Mechanic, who owned the movie theater, decided that movies weren't how you made money in North Avenue anymore. He tore out the entire theater interior. It's all gone. He built two new floors on the inside where the theater used to be, and the building became offices for a bank. So it's had really three very different careers: a car dealership, a big movie theater, and then offices for a bank.